of the New World Disorder. Rumbling, fumbling, crumbling down. You know, some people think that the Corona Doom people, that the dam is about to break, the dike's about to crumble, that their case is falling apart because the facts are starting to line up against them. Folks, don't look, I don't want to discourage you if you think like that. And I know that some of you that are in the Crusader Stadium chat room, for example, right now, that you think that way, and that's fine. You must remember, though, your average New World disorderist is impervious to reality and fact. Just because their narrative is crumbling all down around them. What evidence do we have that that actually matters to them? Because I haven't seen any. Take Governor Hateful Huckle, Satan's apostle. There's any evidence to the contrary? She says, I have to do this for God and for public health. You're disemploying 70,000 nurses and doctors and health care industry workers for public health? That doesn't sound like a very healthy thing to do. You let me worry about that. God said for me to do this. So I don't want to rain on your parade, but folks, facts do not matter to these people. Here's a fact for you. They're talking about a $5 trillion bill that Nancy Pelosi says has to pass. If it doesn't pass today, then government gets shut down tomorrow. Yay! I hope it shuts down and never reopens. That would be my wish. Here's the fact, though. In 2012, when Professor Lawrence Kotlikoff of Boston University projected, he did the math, projected that the United States was $212 trillion in the hole. It was actually 212 and change. I mean, he had an actual number. And that was based upon current interest rates at the time and what he thought interest rates would be, what the commitments that had been made for civil servants, you see. What a joke that is. What did you do for a living? Mr. Boomer, who's retired and wants to go on a cruise with the Sandals Resort?
Well, I'll tell you what I did. I was a civil servant for the government for 22 years.
Civil servant. So you sat behind a desk, printed things up that you knew had mistakes in them, grabbed them off the printer, smashed them into balls, and then you and your buddies played office basketball. Yeah, pretty much that's what I did. These commitments cannot be made. That same person that I just described, he thinks he's getting 110 grand or 90 grand or whatever. He thinks he's getting it till he dies. He thinks he's getting gold-plated health care. He thinks he's getting to go any hospital in the world. He has a hangnail that needs to be removed. The government's going to pay for it. They've got him further back. He's got his pension. He's got his dental. He's got his medical. He's got his eyeballs. Here's the best part. You know there's someone that's suckling on the retirement federal teat, does not pay any taxes on that, right? You know they get it perfectly free and clear. What a freaking racket that is. Let me go Alex Jones on that. So when you hear Senator Cynthia Loomis last hour going like, "This, you guys got to stop this." Ms. Loomis, these people do not deal with reality and they are impervious to the facts that the $212 trillion marker has obviously increased since 2012, and it doesn't matter. It's irrelevant. You know, we had a story from Peter Schiff 2 days ago. I didn't read it. I didn't do it on air. I read it. I skimmed it. About how the Fed was doing things that were going to destroy what remains of the American economy here. Here it is. Peter Schiff, the Fed is destroying the foundation of the economy. And now Schiff's been saying that they were doing this since I've known the man, going way back to 2008. So they say there's nothing new. There's nothing new under the sun. Now, the conditions have changed. The lack of concrete action at the Fed's meeting was no surprise to Schiff. Schiff said the Fed's asset purchases are propping up the entire bulb economy. If the Fed, quote, if the Fed were to actually do what they're talking about doing, they risk toppling the economy because they're going to pull the foundation out from under it, which is why they only talk. Now, it may be, now here's a conspiracy. You want a conspiracy theory? You want a story? I'll give you a story. Here's a conspiracy story you may not have heard yet. They're pushing and passing all of this spending to effect a depression and a crash. Why? Because they raided all of those pension funds I was telling you about yesterday. They raided and stole all the money from CalPENS, for example. That's C-A-L-P-E-N-S. CalPERS, C-A-L-P-E-R-S. Illinois, Aaron, and you're Illinois, there's no money in those pension funds. It's gone. If there's a public employee service union or whatever the hell they call it, in whatever state, and they had a pension fund, it's gone. They took it. That money was spent. Well, what's going to happen when all these people start retiring and going like, all right, fork it over, Schmelz. Like Rodney Dangerfield and Caddyshack. All right, Schmelz, fork it over. What are they going to fork over? Well, the Fed has been bailing him out by printing money and laundering it through the discount window. And this is why you keep seeing stock market go up. That money's got to go somewhere. It has to be processed somewhere. Guess where it goes. Many people believe this is just a setup to ultimately pull the bathtub, pull the plug out the bottom of the tub and let the whole thing drain. This is why you prepare for this. We prepare for this. When Senator Loomis, I just sent a note to David Simpson. I didn't get a response back. He's probably busy on a school morning. But I said, David, there's a member of the U.S. Senate that just told, that was a hearing, by the way. She was talking to Janet Yellen. Cynthia Loomis told Janet Yellen, if you do this, if you change that bank rule and you say all the banks that get their money from the Federal Reserve and or Federal Reserve, SSLIC or whatever, FDIC insured and what have you, if you do that, my constituents will basically tell you to go yourself, and they'll find another way to do banking. They won't bank at those banks. They will not put their money in there. They will not run their transactions. They just won't do it. Folks, could you cue up to that part again where she told Yellen, skip past the debt, where she says, do you really need to know when they buy a couch? What the hell's wrong with you? Ladies and gentlemen, this is the end event. This is what they have planned. And the ultimate end event is the vaccine passport across the entire planet, backed up by the digital currency. It's all on the same little biometric card. And you don't think it's going to be biometric? You will get chipped. If you got jabbed and you told them, I want to be a charity and stuff, and I don't want to kill anyone because I ain't corona too, so I got jabbed. Where do you hear the line they jump on you or why you need the biometric chip in your arm or wherever the hell they put it? Where do you hear that one? And guess what? The same rube idiot who is a threat to all of humanity that bought the whole line about why they should get the double jab, they'll be the first one in line to get the biometric chip. And they'll be going, hey, look at me on Etsy, nanny, nanny, boo, boo. I got my digital currency wallet up in here. Let me go buy some shit I don't need. They'll be the first one to do it. Mark my words. Here, just to recap, if you missed it last hour, this is Senator Loomis.
Wyoming's people literally will find alternatives to traditional banks just to thwart IRS access to their personal information. Not because they're trying to hide anything, but because they're not willing to share everything.
Wyoming's citizens Well, find alternatives to traditional banking because they're not willing to share everything. The Crusader Investment Club, for example, is a part of this. It goes around the bank, around the entire usury system, and says, hey, there's another way that we can capitalize small and medium-sized dairies, butcheries, name your little industry that we talked about with Rory, or your vocation that is necessary for flourishing locally and close to us. There's a way to do this. We're already doing it.